All right, here we go. Wow, the Dow is on track for an 8-day win streak. Yesterday, the Dow finished its 7-day win streak. But hey, nothing lasts forever. So is today the day where the win streak snaps? And we also had some more inflation news this morning. So we'll talk about this. Plus, we did have a new WTF trade. So we'll show you what we are doing there. With that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Friday, March 10th. And with that said, Mark, look at the Dow. Up, up and away. But today, a little bit of a reversal.
It's going to be close. Trying to make it 8 winning days in a row. Getting up near record highs there. But after a strong start, fizzling out a little bit, it's going to be interesting to see if we could end the day positive.
Yeah, I mean, the S&P right now up 3 points for the day. Nothing. And I mean, well above the 50-day moving average. But now I think the 5,200 level is the line in the sand. Also, the NASDAQ slightly down here this morning. And I mean, all three indices are within 1%. Of making record highs. I mean, so this is just crazy. This is nothing. This can easily happen in a day or two. But what do you think? Is it going to happen today?
New high?
New highs.
New record?
New no. records.
No.
Yeah.
No. But I think Dow might continue its win streak.
The Dow might continue? All right. Well, we'll see. I mean, it was just a super quiet week on the economic calendar. And then today, finally, something on the economic calendar that could move the markets. And it's the University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations.
You know, and this was interesting because we see that it's labeled as a red flag report there. And we talked about the week being a little quiet and really nothing on the calendar that's a big deal there. But there was a reaction because there was such a difference in what was expected and what actually came out. You see the reading is 67.4, and this is the lowest reading in about 6 months.
Yeah, and now we're getting to the point, okay, the economy, is it suffering right now? I mean, last Friday we already had higher than expected unemployment. So the unemployment rate jumped up. Yesterday, we had higher than expected unemployment claims. Now the consumer sentiment is worse than expected. And yet the inflation expectations of where inflation will be in a year from now jumped up from 3.2 to 3.5%, far away from the Fed's target goal of 2%.
Yeah, so you just kind of start to have some data where maybe there's that economy not doing as good as investors had hoped. I mean, it's still just, you know, one piece of data, but definitely a reversal after the news this time.
Yeah. And so next week will be interesting because next week we have PPI and CPI data. And I mean, we see right now that PPI data is supposed to come in right in line with expectations. That's for the core PPI. The PPI as well as the core CPI. No. Well, I thought I saw that there's a little bit of increase. No, I was wrong. Okay, never mind. So it's supposed to come in at 3.4%. And again, that's far away from what the Fed wants to see, which is the 2%.
Exactly. So big week for data next week.
And until then, I mean, it seems that markets are in a wait and see mode. Google today down 1.3%. Did you see that, the news?
I missed the news on that. I saw it on the heat map, but I missed the news. What's going on with Google?
Yeah, it's so interesting. So OpenAI, that has given the world ChatGPT, announced today that on Monday they will release a search engine. And this could hurt Google, the search engine. So this is on these reports, Google is down because Google is still trying to incorporate AI into the search engine with Gemini. And we also know that we have Perplexity, which is another great AI tool that becomes more and more attractive and gains more traction as a search engine. And we know that OpenAI and ChatGPT is by far the most popular of all of the chat tools out there. And if they're introducing a search engine, this is hurting Google this morning, down 1.16%. Not a whole lot, because, I mean, after all, I mean, it's now called Alphabet. Why? Because it's a whole alphabet. So we have YouTube, we have Google, we have a bunch of other services in there. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, enough to make a little dent in Google. And it is interesting, too, when you look at the heat map, Marcus, there's a decent amount of green and the big names are down today.
Yeah, I mean, this were talking about the big names, right? So Apple down, Google down, Meta down, Amazon down, Tesla down. We do have Microsoft slightly up, Nvidia a little bit up. But I mean, I looked at Tesla this morning. I mean, Tesla right now is just like a bouncy ball. I mean, look at a 3-month chart here, all over the place. I mean, trading anywhere between 140 and so at the lows here, then jumping up. This is a 40% move. And then from there, we see the retracement right now, which is 15% down. I mean, Tesla these days, all over the place, it seems.
Wild child. Yeah, just going crazy. Filled that gap, though, and heading lower today.
Yeah. Talking about a wild child. NVAX. Novavax. Did you see that this morning? Up. Anywhere between 135 and 150%. Still up 125%.
Look at that. So, yeah, I did. I guess they announced that they are signing a multi-billion-dollar deal with, what is it, Sanofi? I might be mispronouncing that one. But to co-commercialize its COVID vaccine next year.
Yeah.
So combination shots for coronavirus and flu.
Yeah. So huge jump here, up 125%. Other than this, what's happening in the markets? I mean, the VIX is now below 13, so low volatility, up almost 1% today, but that's nothing. It just shows, okay, right now there's no fear in the market. That might change next week, as we said. Interest rates this morning higher again, the 2-year yield up 0.8%, the 10-year yield up 1%. And then we also have gold. There we go. Gold on the move this morning.
Yeah, coming off of highs, but following through with yesterday's 1.6% gain. And 1.6% is a decent move for a day with gold. So,
yeah, after like making record highs, gold has been pulling back a little bit and now on the move again. And almost like the indices within striking distance of being able to make new all-time highs, because the all-time high is right here. It's just slightly above 2,400. So it's at 2,484. And this morning, we were already as high as 2,385. So not too far away, also in striking distance. But I mean, today just... I mean, it was that the whole week was kind of a diddle week, and it continues today. If you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P 500, we just see how stocks have been diddling, but drifting higher, drifting higher.
Yeah. Seems to be the theme.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at our positions and see what's happening there. And let's talk about wheel positions first. There is CSIQ. CSIQ still trying to figure out what to make of yesterday earnings report. Earnings report that came in better than expected in terms of profitability. So instead of making a loss, they did make a profit. Slightly less in terms of their revenue and providing a little bit of weaker guidance. And as we see, the last 2 days have just been extremely volatile here.
Yeah, investors really trying to figure out what to make of that earnings report. Yesterday, huge range and closing just above its open. Today, a gap higher, pulling back now near session lows. Mentioned it before earnings. Of course, I would have liked to see a blockbuster earnings reaction and just a huge rally to the upside. But I also wouldn't mind adding to this at a lower price. It does look like we have a nice support zone around $14, $15 a share. So with this pullback, I'm not too concerned because I wouldn't mind picking up some more shares, bringing down my cost basis.
Yeah, but what level are you looking at? Are you looking at 15 or you want to wait until 14.50?
You know, I was looking more at 15 and I haven't pulled the trigger yet. Yesterday I noticed that there was some decent premium at the 15. There was 20 cents. Now for a rescue, my focus is more on what happens when I add the shares, right? So the premium is kind of secondary on that decision. But if I could get paid as well, then even better. Right now for next Friday, that 15 strike is 5 by 10 cents. So a little bit weak on the premium.
Yeah, I mean, I also have been looking at it and I would like to see around 20 to maybe 25 cents at the strike price. That's what I was looking for. I mean, 5 by 10, there's not enough meat on the bone. So let's see if we can drop a little bit more, then we add to our position, bring down our cost basis, which is already at 27.66. So it looks like far away, but we have seen that over the last few weeks. I mean, CSIQ is known for making big moves. So we did already make a 27% move here. And so it can happen right now. I'm more looking towards, adding on. And again, bouncing all over the place. If you look at a 5-minute chart of CSIQ this morning, then we just see very similar to yesterday, just all over the place from being positive for the day to negative to being a break at break even. And we had a similar reaction yesterday. So I think it's still trying to figure out what the heck is happening here.
Yep.
NEE, our buddy NEE, I think it's time to say goodbye, even though right now we are moving a little bit lower, but our cost base is at 69.50. We sold the 70 call right now. I believe that we are too far away for a roll. And I mean, also, we talked about it. This move is a pretty good sizable move. Let's actually measure it. If we just look at this move from the lowest that we made here, that's a 25% move. If you look at what happened over the last 2 months, I mean, that's a 30, 40% move. So I'm okay letting this go, keeping all the premium and making a little bit of money on the stock.
Exactly. And it is possible to roll and get a little bit of a credit. You might get 20, 25 cents on that credit. It's not something that I want to do. I didn't even look at what this would be for annualized numbers with a calculator, but yeah, it looks like it's going to be, that'd be like 13% annualized. So don't need to force my luck with this one. And I'm ready to say goodbye to NEE.
Yeah. I don't mind freeing up a few positions, especially with next week's CPI report. I think there's more risk to the downside, and this would actually help the VIX to spike and us picking up some stocks at a cheaper price. So that's what we're looking for. So I'm okay with that. UPS.
Yep.
Yeah, UPS a little bit all over the place, still hanging in here exactly at our trend line. And I don't know why every single time I tried with UPS, it first comes out as Captain Hook here. And we see this triangle formation, and we know that eventually we'll break out. And I think it will be to the upside, which will be good.
And we are entitled to a dividend, Marcus.
Yes, we are. Today, dividend payment, another $1.63 that we can add to this. So this will lower our break even from, for me right now, 136.53 to below 135. So yeah, loving it. Being paid at the end of the month, but we are shareholder on record. So yay.
Yeah. I'll take it.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying that I will take it. And if you consider the dividend, and that $1.63 and it trading just down 20 or 33 cents, it's made up for most of that dividend. So that's a positive day for an ex-dividend day.
Yep, it sure is. All right. Hopping over to WTF. So we do have two open positions and then a new position today. First of all, let's talk about the open position. COP, talking about dividends, another dividend payer today. So we are receiving a 58 cent dividend. And you just mentioned it. Usually on ex-dividend day, we see that the stock is dropping by the dividend amount, and we see that right now we're down just a little bit more, 80 cents, the dividend 58 cents, and we will get paid this dividend in the beginning of June.
Yeah, and I don't trade the WTF for the dividends, but it's a super nice bonus at the end of the trade if you get a dividend as well.
Yeah. All right, then we have Dash. Dash today a little bit down after having a really, really good day yesterday. Where did we finish up? 2.8% yesterday. Today, pulling back a little bit. So for Dash, it is time to start filling the gap here. That's what we are looking for. And so we want to see a move higher, fill the gap here, go up to 130 and make us some money.
My prediction, we close lower today. On Monday, we have a super big rally trying to fill that gap. And then on Tuesday, we have an exit.
Boom. Do you hear this, Dash? All right.
It's all you need to do.
Yeah. So a new one popping up today, Airbnb. The symbol is ABNB. So after reporting earnings yesterday, we saw an earnings reaction. So yesterday, Airbnb down 6.8%, giving us an entry signal this morning. So we both entered it right here at the entry signal at 174.75. Right now, slightly down, but we see some support coming in from the 200-day average, 200-day moving average. Our stop loss at 131.11. So what's your prediction for this one?
I think that it's going to be Wednesday when we get out of this one. I think today we'll have a down day, and there might be a little more follow through on Monday. And then, boom, a huge move on Tuesday.
There you go. Another gap fill that we are looking for, and again, the WTF strategy, win the fear. This is where we're buying solid stocks that are moving lower, hoping for a quick snapback so that we see an overreaction here. And we'll see what happens with these three positions.
Yeah. And, you know, Marcus, I think that this is a good topic of discussion because we did look at this for a possible wheel earnings play with that overreaction to earnings. But we didn't really see some strong support. Now, this is where with the wheel strategy, it's kind of like driving a truck where you're just going one direction. And so I want to make sure that that direction makes sense because we're in these bigger positions. We're looking to be in the trade for weeks and we're okay being in the trade for months if need be. With the WTF strategy, it's a little more nimble, like that new car that you got, Marcus. I know that you've kind of kept that a secret, but, you know, you could kind of weave in and out, and that's what the WTF strategy is all about. So you have fixed risk, you know, worst case scenario, and, you're just trying to get in, maneuver around, get out, take a small, win and move on and do that over and over again. So be careful combining the strategies because they're really two different beasts.
They are. So it's important to keep them separate. All right, so these are our trades. Now, before we look at the markets and what they're doing right now, it is this time in the show for another joke and dad joke.
Yep.
Okay. I'm pins.
All right. So, Marcus.
Yes.
Do you know what a banker is? Gosh.
What?
Let me just do it this way. A bank is a place that will lend you money if you could prove that you don't need it. An economist is an expert who will know tomorrow why the things he predicted yesterday didn't happen. I know it really wasn't a joke, but I thought it was a clever play on reality. And Marcus, you might win today.
All right. The friendly competition. Who has the better jokes? Mark and his trader jokes, or I'm with my dad jokes?
It wasn't really a joke this time.
You see,
I know.
Last night, Debbie got really upset and said, "You haven't listened to a single word I've said, have you?" And I thought, what a weird way to start a conversation.
Okay. Hands down. I get that people don't even need to vote this time. Marcus,
please vote.
You got it. And I will come better prepared.
Please vote.
But yeah, definitely vote for Marcus. Help Marcus feel great, feel better, feel great going into the weekend. So vote for Marcus, and I'll come better prepared next week.
All right. Okay, with that said, let's take another look at the markets right now. And the S&P 500 filling the gap right now. We had a gap opening here today. That's not what I was looking for. The gap opening right here. And then we see that right now we filled the gap. So what do you think? Where do we go from there? Moving lower or bouncing back higher?
I think we'll bounce a little bit, but I don't think we're going to get anything exciting today. So it's going to diddle.
Yeah, it's going to diddle, and waiting for next week, mainly the CPI and the PPI data, that will be in focus. All right, so with that said, hey, if you enjoyed today's show, please give us a like. We really appreciate it. And if you feel that there was some good information in there worth sharing, especially the jokes, there's a share button right underneath. And if this is your first time here, hit the subscribe button. And then enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you again on Monday. Take care.
Happy trading, everybody.